So the first thing I want to do is start with an overview of the general business landscape in Texas. This slide provides a breakdown of domestic formations for calendar year 2014 and 2015. In 2015, the Secretary of State filed 175,882 certificates of formation, which represents a 4.7% increase over formation filings in 2014. And business has just kept on growing. There's a press release that's available on the Secretary of State's homepage that has statistics for the first half of 2016. And it shows that from January 1 to June 30th of 2016, a total of 91,578 new for-profit professional corporations, PAs, LLCs, and limited partnerships were formed. And that is a 10% increase over that same period of time last year. So, as evidenced by this slide, and this breaks down the different types of entities, you can see that LLCs are, by a long shot, the choice of entity. As of June 1, 2016, LLCs now make up 53% of all active entities, active domestic entities. And that's up from approximately 50% last year. And then if you look just at the first half of 2016 again, there were 76,747 new LLC formations, and that's almost a 19.5% increase over LLC formations during that period of time in 2015. So there's a lot of filings that are being made with the Secretary of State's office. And so what I'm going to talk about first are some issues that are often reasons for rejection with formation documents, and that is entity name availability and registered agent, registered office issues.